Being a Christian doesn't mean you won't suffer from what is going on. Being a Christian doesn't mean that everything will be rosy. But the Bible assures us that after we have suffered a while, He is there to perfect, to establish, to strengthen, and to settle you. God is going to settle somebody this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. By the grace of God, as I was praying, God told me that our theme for next year is 2021. It's my year of settlement. God will settle you. In every area of your life that you are trusting God for, expect settlement in 2021 in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. He will touch you with your hand, with His hands. He will make you whole. You will not go the way you have come in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We always want God to laugh at us. We want God to see us and laugh. But what of when people laugh at you? That is the title of my word this month. When people laugh at you. According to that passage that we read, there was a certain man in Ephraim, has two wives. Probably, I want to be sure that Anna was the first wife. For one reason or the other, because Anna could not bear children, he married the second wife. And people started laughing at her. People started laughing at Anna. And so a lot of things will be going on. Look at the one that came after you. Look at the one that finished high school after you. Look at the one that came to America after you. You not have a single block back in Nigeria. Look at the one that came after you. People will laugh at you. It's possible. So in today's world, one of the things that qualify as bullying, because what that woman was doing was that Felina was doing, and her children, they were bullying Anna. So in today's world, one of the things that qualify as bullying is when people or a group of people laugh at you persistently. While laughing is not a big deal, persistent laughing is at someone, especially with the intention of scorning that individual, is regarded as bullying. People who overreact to this type of behavior can hurt themselves with some extreme reactions. Some can lead to attempted suicide. Some can even commit suicide. However, what people don't realize is that those who laugh at others are sometimes nonentities and fools who have no ambition in life. And what is the best weapon to keep the mouths of people like this shut forever? It is only when God laughs at you. And God will laugh at you in the mighty name of Jesus. There are various examples in the Bible of people that, people laughed at. They bullied them. Look at the example of Nehemiah. Just imagine how Nehemiah felt when he came home to rebuild the walls of the broken Jerusalem. He had wept when he heard the news of the broken walls. He had prayed. He had fasted to find favor before the king whom he served. He had labored to coordinate materials for building the walls, and he had managed to pull people together for the support of the work, only to be met by three sons of devil. You remember them? Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem, the Arabian, who not only laughed at him to scorn, but determined that they will extremely frustrate his efforts. Imagine how he feel. How would you feel if you are Jeremiah? Nehemiah 4:3. To summarize that story. They told him that the wall of stones that he has built, that even if a fox jump on it, can you imagine that? Nehemiah 4. So somebody was labored before the Lord. He has prayed. He has done everything possible. They try all their possible best to frustrate him so that the wall is not built. But the wall was built. So after they saw the wall built, they came to him. Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him. And he said, even that which they build, he if a force go up, it shall even break down the stone wall. Can you imagine that? A stone wall. It's not even talking of an elephant coming against it. It's not talking of a rhino. What's the name of that big animal? Rhinos. No? It's not talking of a fox, very light animal like Chester. Eh? You will feel so much, you know, bad. So, now, imagine the position of Anna. She was probably the first wife of her husband, Elkanah. But found it difficult to conceive, so she had no child. Commentaries even say, some Bible commentaries that I read said, possibly because of this, Elkanah took a second wife. And that means her name was Peninnah. We all know how biological children is so important in the life of those people in those days. So Peninnah has no problem in giving birth to sons and daughters. It would have made news if the story ended that way. Sorry, it wouldn't have made any news if the story ended that way. But the Bible says that Peninnah continuously grieved Anna, bullied Anna, laughing at her to scorn, making jest of her, possible to frustrate her out of her husband's home. Well, after all, you were here before. How long have you been here before I came in? You've not been able to do anything. You've not been able to perform. You are just like our husband. Two men living together. Get out of this house. Okay? Though Elkanah loved Anna and always made sure to give her a double portion of meat whenever they went to worship, to make sacrifices in Shiloh. So there was no consoling for her. There was no consoling her as she continued to feel deep in sorrow. But the joy of it all is that the Bible said, people tell me how Sarah herself feel. Sarah, that's another example in the Bible. How does she feel? Who, seeing that she could not produce a child for her husband, Abraham, went to the extreme end of asking her husband to lie with her housemate. Genesis chapter 16, verse 2. She couldn't produce. Bible commentary said it wasn't adultery. It was normal. Remember, the maid was a slave. What rights does a slave have? What right does a slave have in a master's house? No right, nothing. So it was just necessary that, okay, you, come, let me make you useful. That was what Sarah's, you know. In Genesis chapter 16, verse 1, verse 2, sorry, Genesis 16, verse 2. So Sarah said to Abraham, see now, the Lord has restrained me from bearing children. Please go into my maid. Perhaps I shall obtain children by her. And Abraham heeded the voice of Sarah. The child is not even supposed to belong to Sarah, to belong to Hagar in the first instance. Hannah is supposed to own that child. Jural authority. Sarah. Jural authority is supposed to be exercised by Sarah. But it was the other way around. Agai began to make jest of Sarah, begin to laugh at her, begin to talk among her mates. Can you imagine? So after making this outrageous move, the housemaid turned against Sarah and continued to despise her. Sarah's sorrows multiplied exponentially. How would you handle this? In all these three cases that we have said, the solution is the same. The best weapon against those who scorn you to succeed, is for God to laugh at you. And God will laugh at you this year in the mighty name of Jesus. In Nehemiah's case, failure was not an option. when he became aware of the plots of these three enemies to come and fight against Jerusalem and to still have trouble among the people, he organized people to pray, post guards to ensure that the work was not disrupted or stopped. He succeeded in building the walls. You will succeed in building your wall in the mighty name of Jesus. In Anna's case, she prayed hard before the Lord made a vow and made a vow before the Lord saying that, look, if you give me this son, I will return him to your service. And that's what she did. She prayed. She vowed. There was a case of this program that my children used to watch about some testimonies about some people in Nigeria. And I remember how a woman said, when she was actually ready to get married, she sold everything she has in her account. She prayed, Father, I need my husband this year. And she sold everything she said she has in her account. And God provided her own money. And then it was a very successful marriage today. Vow is very, very important. The same thing, Sarah succeeded. After her wishes. If you look at her prayer in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9. He declared regarding God, he will guard the feet of his saints. God will guard your feet in the mighty name of Jesus. But the wicked shall eat silent in darkness. For by strength, no man shall prevail. Can't prevail by strength. So perhaps, you currently find yourself in a position similar to all this that we have said. There are people who laugh at you when you start something good. Perhaps they look at you and say, ah, how long has she been in her husband's house? No child. And they laugh you to scorn. Perhaps there are people gossiping about you and say, look at her with all her makeup. Where is she going? And there are some people who are looking at you and say, ah, since all these days in America, this is where you are? This morning, I want you to summon courage to enroll for a degree course. You know, enroll in the work of God and see what will happen. What happened to the Sanballats, you know, and the Tobias in the days of Nehemiah? Or because you have enrolled it, you have enrolled it, you discover that call is very, very difficult. And others have been running away from that course. And your detractors are telling you, you can never make it. What is your age? I want to tell you today, this morning, that God will laugh at you and establish you in the mighty name of Jesus. Perhaps you are tired of poverty. You have decided to start a tiny business with a gift someone gave you. And your friends are laughing at you. So, what is your age? Where have you been since all these days? God is going to establish you in the mighty name of Jesus. Or maybe you had difficulty in finding a husband. You know? And you have just been married at the age of 45 for no medical reasons. You know, and no medical prophet has spoken positively about your ability to have a child of your own. 50 is not possible. I'm telling you, God will establish you in the mighty name of Jesus. It could even be that you've lost your job or position. You have decided to take a smaller position to rebuild yourself. And people cannot stop talking about it. Or maybe you say, okay, for the sake of these children, I'm going to abandon this business and I'm going to America and God will say to me. And things are not easy. And they are laughing you to scorn. God will establish you in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter your case, the only way to keep the mouths of scorners shut is to succeed. And you will succeed in the mighty name of Jesus. The truth is that no human being knows the split second, within the split second at which you are conceived in your mother's womb. I don't think any human being knows that. And there are a million things about you that your detractors have no idea about. I want you to know that. So what they tell you that is not medically, that is medically impossible, I am telling you this morning, can be godically possible. Is there a word like that? They have told you medically is not possible. But when you believe in God, it will establish you. Say a better amen. We have a testimony of one of our brothers here. He said he has the little money to start a business. A family member looked at him and said, where Balele? You want to start a business with this? You are not serious. I'm sure that family member laughing to scorn that time. Today, the story is different. Your story will be different in the mighty name of Jesus. Your story will be different in the mighty name of that business is well established today. You will be established. 2021 will be a year of establishment for you in the mighty name. God will settle you in the mighty name of Jesus. So don't submit to scorners. That's my whole idea. If you submit to scorners, then what you are saying is that you are no better than them. They will look at you, this small boy, this small girl, don't submit to scorners. If you do, it means you are not better. And I'm sure you are better as a child of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Unless what you are doing is not approved by God, don't ever stop. If you have prayed and you have get confidence that God is the one telling you to do this, do not stop. When you succeed, your scorners will either go into hiding or come and bow before you. Your scorners will bow before you in the mighty name of Jesus. So, we have to make progress. We have to pray as we do what God has asked us to do. You are a child of the living God, and impossibility is not in your dictionary. Praise the Lord. If you don't stop, no one can stop you. He who laughs last does what? Laugh best. You will laugh last in the mighty name of Jesus. You will laugh last in the mighty name of Jesus. If you see the story in Matthew chapter 9, verse 24, as I conclude. Matthew chapter 9, verse 24. You know. There was a man, you know, whose daughter was very, very sick. And then she went to Jesus. And Jesus said, okay, don't worry, I'm coming to heal that child. But in the process, a lot of things delay Christ, Jesus, in following her. A lot of things along the way. By the time they get to the house where the child was, you know, people laugh Jesus Christ to scorn. Say, what is your problem? The girl is already dead. And Jesus Christ said, don't worry, the child is doing what? He's sleeping. And that was when they started laughing. You know? And they laughing. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. They are laughing at. If they can laugh Christ to scorn, who are you? Don't let anybody laugh you to scorn. Don't let anybody that laughs you to scorn bother you. Praise the Lord. We are going to rise up. We are going to say, Father, compensate me in all forms. Don't allow the world to laugh me to scorn. The world will not laugh me to scorn. They will not laugh me to scorn. Benny, they will look at you, when I told you last, when we were building this building, some people said, how many of you? How many of you? I'm sorry, I hope you won't have problem paying. We never had problem paying. Pray. I shall never be left. The Lord will compensate me. Shame will not be my portion. Anything I lay my hand upon, as this year grows to an end, I will be a success. Mighty success for that matter. Those who laugh me to scorn will come and bow before me. Those who laugh your church to scorn will come and be part of the testimony of this church. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whosoever says, where is your God? Father, you will prove to them that you are indeed more powerful than any other God. People may be laughing you to scorn because of your health. Ask for a divine touch this morning. You will not go the way you have come. In the mighty name of Jesus. People might be laughing your business to scorn. They may be looking at you and saying, what are you actually gaining from this thing? And then they will be laughing you to scorn. I am assuring you from today that God will laugh at you in the mighty name of Jesus. Joseph's brother also laughed him to scorn. His father even laughed when he said, and I had another dream, the moon, the star, and the sun, the moon, and 11 stars, they bowed down for me. His father said, shut up. Are you telling me your mother and myself will be bowing down to you? They laughed him to scorn. But God laughed at him at the end. Father! Look at me, Father, and laugh at me. And laugh at me. Let your favor overshadow me. I believe you, Lord. People are laughing Americans to scorn already because of this COVID-19. Pray. Father, send your healing. Send your healing and begin to heal your people. Heal America, Lord. Heal our land. In the mighty name of Jesus. There will be no war. Peace like never before. Heal our land. Heal America. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Which area of your life do you want God to laugh at you? Talk to God this morning. Talk to God. With that aspect of your life, you want a touch, a special touch. So that people that are laughing at you now will come and bow before you. Some people are looking at you and they say, he's well educated, but, he's beautiful, but, he's been in America for, but, in which area of your life are people laughing you to scorn? Today, the table is turned against them in the mighty name of Jesus. Upon this holy altar, I pray that the Lord Almighty will establish you. The Lord Almighty will settle you in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord Almighty will perfect that those can turn to you. He will strengthen you in the mighty name of Jesus. You are settled. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus.